columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
Our buddy Orlando Franklin is saying hi. Are you sticking around? Oh, he's sitting down.
Peer pressure is real.
That's it. Orlando's sitting down. I love it.
That suckered him into it.
What is going on with that microphone, by the way?
Hey, guys.
No, that's what's not working.
It needs a pill.
Go to the other. Use the other one. Sorry. How we doing? Doing great. None of the equipment works. It's fantastic. Let's see if this one works.
What's up, guys?
Thanks. Talking that?
Pressuring me into a segment.
Oh, well, there
I
you go.
I was saying hi to you guys, man.
I'm glad you did. You got to turn Orlando up a little bit. Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you here?
I went to the gym off of Lincoln, and then I tried to get home, and got stuck in the traffic, and I was like, I was listening to the segment where you guys were talking about the skiing and Tyler going with his family, and then Nick over here talking about he's never been skiing. I was like, you know what? Let me stop by, because I'm passing by there anyways, to let Nick know that I've never been skiing either.
Come on!
Whoa. That was.
I see that look in your ID, Mac.
Well, I'm there. See the look when do you guys want to go?
I mean, I see a bit. I definitely see a bit.
Oh,
in the future.
I'm there.
I could
teach. I could teach you guys. That would be fun.
I mean, you guys are professional athletes. You can ski. You can ski.
Yeah, I could teach you how to ski. If you gave me a half hour, I bet I could get you where you could go down a beginner trail, no problem. Half hour.
What do you mean about a beginner trail?
I don't want to get coached up. I'm going to that beginner trail, and I'm just going to figure it out.
You know, I love that idea more than anything.
Yeah.
Just to set Orlando up and just say, okay.
I love that
idea. Hold on, would you do it? Would you do it?
Absolutely.
Let's go this weekend.
Same rules apply as ice skating, right? If you can't stop, you just drop, right?
You know, you do have an advantage because you do know how to ice skate.
Yeah.
That actually would be a big advantage. Do you know how to ice skate, Nick?
No, I grew up in Miami.
Skating last.
I mean, no.
I think you skated.
No, I know how to roller ski, but not ice skate.
He's from Jamaica. Forget the Canada part.
I was born in Jamaica.
Yeah. Been living in Canada. Yeah. Yes, that's the kind of prerequisite of being Canadian.
I think
skating's fun. You should try it out, though. Ice skating's fun. You'd enjoy it.
I'll take your word for it, Orlando.
It's tricky learning how to stop, but once you learn how to stop,
first of all, you see what you just said? It's tricky learning how to stop. So imagine me going down the hill not knowing how to stop.
Hey, let me go through this.
Just turn your feet sideways.
Orlando, did you go to the disaster in Colorado Springs or?
No. So one of my buddies called me that morning, and he's the one that informed me. He's like, listen, we could go, but we got to leave at. He was trying to leave at like 1 o'clock, and I was like, no, let's leave at 3. He's like, there's going to be way too much traffic.
Right. He was right.
And I was like, okay, so if there's going to be traffic going down there at 3, what's traffic going to look like now leaving the game? And he told me it was going to be horrible. I was like, I'm out. You can have my tickets. Go ahead. I'm done.
Because although there's some great outdoor rings, obviously, up in Canada, just for the general public or whatever. But my argument was, it's not that big of a deal. Like, guys that play at that level, they don't play hockey outside.
Yeah.
Right? They're playing.
You play a little bit of pond hockey, but that's when you're younger. I mean,
really
as you get
younger.
Older.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't skated on a pond, one, because look at me now. I'm a little scared. I know they talk about the ice is frozen and it's not going to crack. But I'm still thinking that it's going to break at some point. But after you get to about, I'd say about 10 years old. You're all inside. You're indoor. You're skating on a rink. You don't skate on it.
Right. So what are we doing here anyways with watching hockey outside? Who cares?
I think the big reason why I don't like it is because of the lighting of it. Like, I've never saw, even in the Winter Classic, I've never seen a game where when the puck gets up against the boards where it just gets that full lighting. But also, there's so many seats in the house that are just not that great seats. I think there's a way to make it better, but the way that you would make it better is you got to develop it just like you would see in a regular arena, right?
Yeah,
you see
how down on
there's
the field.
Bleachers and the glass is right there.
Right.
That's how it gets better for, and you create better seats in the house. I was going to go down to the Air Force game, but I was sitting up high to get a better view of the whole thing.
Yeah. We're dying to ask you, where did you go? What were you doing? You were gone. It felt like the infinite journey. What was going on?
So I was able to go with the Broncos cheerleaders last year on a USO tour. Yeah. We went to Germany last year.
Yeah.
And I ended up going back again this year. We went to Italy and Spain. And honestly,
two different trips.
Yeah. One trip.
Okay.
We were over there in Europe. We hit Italy, hit Spain, flew out of Frankfurt, Germany to come back.
Yeah.
Got to visit. We were there for 9 days. Got to visit 8 military bases.
Wow.
I love doing it, D-Mac, to be honest with you. It's kind of like my little way of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody that knows my upbringing, it was actually really rough. You know, I look at my life right now, I'm 32 years old, but I remember when I was 16, half my life ago, that I was sharing a bed with my brother.
Mm.
Not because I'm 32 now and I'm retired. Life's great, but this is my way of giving back my time because I was able to retire at a young age.
Mm.
And I get to come and goof around and talk on sports on the radio every
day.
Great,
right?
This is, you know, this is fun still. You know,
right.
You always talk about if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Well, I loved football, so I wasn't working. And now I love radio, so I'm not working. So it's just something that I like to do. We get to go down there. We get to see some cool stuff. I mean, got to see this thing called a Global Hawk. It's the world's biggest drone, and they wouldn't let us take pictures of it. This drone actually costs $125 million.
Oh.
It flies 50,000 feet in the air, so 20,000 feet above what airplanes fly.
So we can't see it at all.
You could Google it and find them on Google, but they wouldn't let us take pictures of it because of the serial numbers and all that, and you're just, it's somewhat classified. But we're allowed to talk about it. They told us we could talk about it, but we just can't take pictures of specific ones.
It sounds like an amazing trip, huh?
Yeah.
How's the food?
Italy was great. Spain, I thought the food in Spain was good. I tell you what, I in the 9 days that I was there, I never had a bad French fry. It was awesome. The fries over there were great.
Spoken like a real line.
Yeah, you really ventured out. Good for you.
17-game schedule. Oh, go ahead, Tyler. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to, you know, in the conversation we have, 17 games. Yay? Nay? Good with it?
No. I'm not good with it.
Not good with it.
In football, you have two seasons. You got the season where you play football, and then you got operating season. And for me, I always had to get on the operating table come January. So I don't get what you get accomplished for 17 games.
They're going to create an extra playoff game. An extra team's going to get in.
Did you hear about it? You were working out, so you might not have heard about it. It just broke in like the last, I don't know, hour and a half or so. But there's going to be an extra playoff game now.
Is there extra money? I mean,
I mean, for the teams to make the playoffs, yeah, there's extra money.
I just don't think that it's relevant, to be honest with you. I mean, I think that it's a great structure in what you have right now. And going to 17 games, yeah, the fans are going to love it. But if I was a player and you're telling me all of a sudden I got to play 17 games, I wouldn't be.
Well, you're not a player.
Yeah, but as a fan.
Right, you're not a player anymore.
I mean, you want to watch an extra playoff game?
I'm a fan. I'm still in between.
No, let it go, bro. You're never going on the field again.
Hey, I'm telling you, last year I saw what Billy Turner signed for in Green Bay.
Yeah, I know,
right? In my living room. Yeah. I said, no, I could come back.
I've done that a few times. The problem is my hammy popped when I started stretching.
Orlando, could you play football again?
I could play football Thursday through Sunday, and I could go to Monday meetings.
Okay.
I cannot go through a Wednesday practice. I can't go. My heart's not in it.
The grind,
the putting all the full pads throughout the course of a week, my heart's just not
When was the last time your phone rang from somebody serious asking that same question, though?
When I retired in Washington, I retired, 6 weeks into OTAs and sitting there when training camp started, I got a call from my agent and they said, hey, Houston wants to work you out. And I said, no, thank you. So at that point, to be honest with you,
why did you go to 6 weeks of OTAs?
Well, I had every intention on playing that year, but my son was born March 25th in 2018. I left on April 4th to start OTAs. It was like April 10th out there in Washington. I was flying back every week. I would come back here to Denver because my wife had an emergency C-section. So I would come back to Denver on Thursday nights.
That.
Yeah, I was coming back on Thursday nights, and then I would fly back to Washington on Sunday nights. And I mean, for me, I didn't grow up with my father in my life. So I always told myself, once I have my son or once I have my kids, I'm going to make sure that I'm there for all the moments. And it was just really hard on me, honestly, when I was out there, when my wife would take pictures and send videos and seeing my son and not being able to hold him, where I lasted 6 weeks. And then I remember the fifth week came by and I talked to my financial guy. I said, listen, if I walked away right now, what's my budget? What do I need to live underneath? Can I afford to walk away? He said, hold on, let me crunch some numbers. Give me a couple days. And he came back, and what the number came back was, it was well within my means. I knew I could live off of that. Mm. And I told my agent immediately after I found that out. I didn't just retire. You know, it was well thought through. Mm. So, I mean, for me, that's why I walked away from the game. And you know, it was tempting to go work out once I did get that call, once training camp started, because at that point, now my wife didn't have travel restrictions. You know, that was the huge thing in Washington, where I had to come back every week because my wife wasn't able to get on a plane.
Great stuff. Thanks for dropping. When are we going to get you guys skiing? What's just name the date? When you guys want to do it?
I'm down whenever. When you down, Nick?
I'm already always down for a spectator sport.
What is are you being serious here? Or are we just, it's not going to happen.
Apparently you didn't hear what I just said. I'm always down for a spectator sport.
What does that mean?
Participant activity.
Yeah, I'm a spectator. I'm going to let Orlando do all the skiing.
Spectators.
All right. Well, listen, if the two of you, I think that would be great. I'm up for being an instructor.
I'm in.
You're in, and that would be a fun day, but it's up to you guys. I'm certainly not going to. Orlando sounds like he's up for it. So
the only thing that makes me pull back, I get that. It's just these two knee surgeries, man.
Oh, you're right.
That's the only thing that makes me hesitant.
Two on one knee.
That would make both of us.
Let's do it, man. We'll go down the kitty hill. I'm not taking the lessons, though, first. I'm just diving right in. If I want to take the lessons from DMAC,
if I'm going to do it, I'm going to take the lessons first.
Yeah, so I'll meet you at the bottom of the hill.
Thank you for dropping in, Orlando.
Thanks for having me,
we'll
guys.
We'll see if it happens. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's DMAC, Nick, and Tyler.
Good to our guy, Brett. Hi, Brett. You're on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Good evening. What's happening, Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening, Brett?
Hey, so I wanted to talk about the extra game that you guys were talking about being added to the schedule and the extra playoff spot.
Yeah.
So, just curious, I heard Tyler say, were you ever on a mediocre team that you thought could make a run? I'm just curious, when did you get rewarded with the playoff spot for being mediocre?
When did you get rewarded? In other words, why do you deserve it? Is that the question?
What's that, Brett? Say it again.
It's a reward for your season going to the playoffs. That's where it's not something that you're given. It's something that you're supposed to earn.
Are you a competitive football team that can beat somebody else that is in the playoffs? If you're a competitive football team that can beat somebody that's in the playoffs, then I feel that you deserve it.
Well, Tyler, isn't the old saying any given Sunday in the NFL? So that could happen anytime.
Okay. We're in agreement.
All right. Thank you, Brett. What was he saying? I was totally lost there.
That you don't deserve it if you have a mediocre season.
But what's a mediocre season?
Well, to me, 9-7 is not mediocre. To me, that's a very respectable season.
Yeah, what's wrong with 9-7 teams make? What's wrong with 8-8 teams making the playoffs?
When we made the playoffs at 7-9, like, of course, that we didn't deserve to make it into the playoffs, but we won a game, and obviously we were competitive.
Yeah, but if you're not, 8-8, you are a 500 team, 9-7. You're barely over 500. So when I look at the level of standard of play that I've been associated with and I've been around, it was like, oh, okay, well, you want to win 10, 11 games, and that kind of gets you in.
Well, of course.
Right, so things have definitely changed in the NFL, but I personally don't want to be a part of a 7-9, 9-7, 8-8 team that just barely gets in because of the rules have now changed.
Why not?
For that. No, for me, I don't, as a competitor, I don't like that. If we're going to ball, we might as well ball out.
There's wild card teams that have made and won Super Bowls. You think they feel bad about it?
Yeah, but what are the records of those wild card teams? They're not 8-8.
9-7, 8-8. Yeah.
Eight and eight
it's not common, but it happens.
To me, it's like you're watering the gene pool by doing that.
Dude, I'm telling you, when the Broncos were 8-8 with Tebow and they beat the Steelers, nobody cared that they might have had record-wise some sort of mediocre season. It just felt like we were in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then what happened the next week when they faced the real playoff team?
Well, Tom Brady punted on third down. And
exactly. So, okay, so it was
were the Steelers not a real playoff team?
Well, yeah.
I mean, by that analysis, the Steelers weren't a real playoff team.
Well, the Steelers are always very competitive, and going back to that game, if it wasn't for Ike Taylor giving up the number of catches to Demaryius Thomas, things would have changed. But they won. But the whole idea is they won. Like the caller said, like any given Sunday, any team can win. So that was the Broncos' moment at that time with Tim Tebow. So as you start to move further in advance in the playoffs, once again, that following week, you face the New England Patriots, and they showed you, hey, listen, this is what playoff football is.
All I've seen when any of these leagues have expanded the playoffs is good things. I have not seen
a... Well, I'll tell you this right now. There's no way that it could be a mistake. There's zero margin for error in this. There's no way they're going to make less money. There's no way that the fans are not going to watch it.
But that's why. It's because of less money.
Let me ask you this.
I mean, excuse me, more money.
There's 32 teams in the NFL. Right now, 12 teams make the playoffs. This would put 14 teams in the playoffs. That's 18 teams that just are still sitting at home. What's wrong with 14 out of your 32 teams making the playoffs?
For me, I'm okay with it if those extra teams that got in, they had what I would consider a record over 500, right? Because there was one year...
You want to do that? Then you want to make, well, over 500 or 500?
Over 500 makes it that much more competitive.
Okay, so 9-7 is okay?
Hold on. We got 17 games now.
Okay.
Now you could be 9-8. You could be 9-8 then and be over 500.
I don't like that, man.
That means you can...
I don't like that.
But hold on. We're going to a 17th game. You're over 500. You've got 8 losses, and you're in the playoffs. Well, actually, let me think about this. There's no more 500 teams ever again. Ever again in the NFL.
There you go.
There's never going to be a 500 team.
Well, unless you tie.
That just changes. You still have mediocre teams finding a way to get in the playoffs.
If you're a game over 500, why are you a mediocre team?
But then you have all these other teams who've drafted well, they've coached well, they play well, they deserve to be there, and these other teams just kind of fell into it because the rules state that now, instead of 6 teams, now we put 7 teams and 14 teams total.
I'll tell you this.
I
don't like it.
From my perspective, I've always been pretty proud of my teams when we've won 9 games. I felt like that was a good year, you know?
It's hard to win 9 games, man.
You were
on some good teams, dude. I mean, no doubt about it, but gee whiz, what we wouldn't give for a 9-1 Broncos
see,
team.
See, that's what happened now.
Yeah. All right, some folks are chiming in. More of Jeff Bridich and Nolan Arenado, all still to come. Hey, I know it stinks out there. We are grateful that you're listening. So hopefully we'll give you some fun stuff, and we'll bang the trash can a few times for you.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.